This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. I'm thrilled today to be joined by two of the brightest leaders in the healthcare world, Paul Osborne and Mukesh Gangwal, both from BRG Prism Healthcare. We're going to do a short form podcast today where they talk about a question that's on everybody's mind. And that's really the question of, as the crisis begins to wind down, and we know the crisis will be with us for some time, what steps should hospitals and health systems be taking to get their organizations ready for a recovery and re-ramp up, and what will that look like? I'm going to first ask Paul and Mukesh to introduce themselves, and then we'll talk about that question, what should systems be doing to prepare for recovery? Paul, do you want to take one moment and introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. It's Paul Osborne. I'm a managing director with BRG Prism. I co-lead the performance improvement practice with Mukesh, and we focus on helping hospitals improve performance, improving operating margins through helping on the cost reduction, revenue improvement strategy and growth. I have been doing this type of work for about 25 years, and I've been with BRG for about 9 years.
Thank you. And I know that BRG and Prism together have one of the great performance improvement practices in the country. Mukesh, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Hi. Thanks, Scott. My name is Mukesh Gangwal. I serve as the managing director in BRG Prism, co-leading the performance improvement practice for providers with Paul Osborne. My background is in Arthur Andersen as a partner, managing director in Huron Consulting, and the CEO of Prism. I've been in the business of healthcare consulting for the last 30 years, providing turnaround solutions for large health system, academic medical centers, and vertically integrated health systems.
Thank you. And I've had the pleasure, by disclosure, to know Mukesh now for 20, 30 years, and one of the brightest, most thoughtful people in healthcare, and together with Paul Osborne and BRG Prism, a great, great firm. Paul, take a moment and tell us, what does recovery start to look like, and what should healthcare systems be doing to sort of prepare for recovery?
As things start getting back to normal, which we hope will be sooner rather than later, ramping up your operations is going to be key. So, you know, if you haven't, your ORs have been empty, or you haven't been doing elective procedures, you need to get the staff back in. You need to open up your schedules, and you should really have a plan now to start doing that and looking at how are we going to staff our departments? How are we going to get the physicians back operating? How are we going to open up their schedules and start scheduling patients? And then there's, I think there's some things that will come out of this that will actually be good down the road. I think the telehealth is a great example. We've all been trying to use telehealth for years, but there's been so many barriers with reimbursement and just adoption of it. Hopefully that will stay with us. So you're going to want to build the telehealth into your new operations. And mid-levels where, there's been a lot of more utilization of mid-levels at this point. So we'll want to take some of the learnings of this and build it into our new operating model.
Thank you. And a focus on what you can get going right away and making some strategic decisions about it. It's not going to be just a light switch going off. It's going to be a process and very intentional. Mukesh, do you want to follow up on the same question? What's your thoughts on what recovery looks like, and most importantly, what hospital leaders should start to look at? And Paul mentioned the important thing of when do we actually start scheduling again, and what's the key to doing that, and some of the other thoughts. What are some of your thoughts on what recovery looks like and how hospital leaders should start to look at that?
Yeah, I think hospitals will probably need to put together a strategic response model for the next 90 days. And these should have several legs to it. One obviously is clinical, which is a focus on what are the departments which need rapid ramp up, followed by others. It requires a very clear understanding on how to enhance patient access and respecting social distancing, the use of command centers and other technology Paul alluded to earlier. It should also have a piece on how do you manage to your balance sheet and profit and loss statement in terms of cash flows in and out, in terms of profitable lines of growth. And the lastly is, how do you manage people? Whereas, you know, there is large scale furloughing and layoffs in the healthcare industry, some of my clients are challenged to replace nurses. So how do you manage people? How do you manage clinicians? How do you bring them back to work from furloughed status? How do you give them the reassurance of the new normal? What are the change management and communication tools to make sure that the entity, the organization, is preserving its culture as a business, as compared to fragmented pieces of responses, which has been the norm during the COVID-19 crisis? Lastly, I think we need to operationalize as standard operating procedure some of the learning from the COVID crisis, which would include, as Paul suggested, the whole concept of telemedicine in multiple disciplines. It should include outsourcing and remote working for support staff. And it should also include a clear sense of hospitals and health system as to which areas of their clinical portfolio they want to be leaders in, as compared to providing services of all types to all types of patients. So this new world will require scrutiny. It will require people looking deep into their business model and coming up with what is best for them, their community, and their clients going forward. Ultimately, we have to position ourselves probably for the next 12 to 15 months when the normal hopefully will return after a vaccine has been created and the herd immunity factors, the antibody testing, the application of vaccine is much more standardized on a national basis. Scott?
Mukesh and Paul, thank you very, very much. It's certainly an informative thought process to look at sort of a 90-day plan really built around 4 to 6 key areas and really making thoughtful, intentional decisions about where you want to return to greatness and where you want to be great, and also managing operations, social distancing, remote work, telehealth, and more. I want to thank both of you for indulging me in this short-form podcast today, two of the smartest people in healthcare from BRG Prism Healthcare. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Mukesh, very much for sharing your thoughts today. We appreciate it greatly.
Thanks a lot, Scott.